all the artificial intelligence coming our way. It's driving the growth of data centers. That means more demand for electric power, and electricity prices are surging. In Pennsylvania, some consumers are seeing double-digit price hikes. At the same time, President Donald Trump is opposing the fastest-growing sources of new energy, renewables. Tax credits have been cut, solar projects on public lands have been slowed, and most recently, Trump's Interior Department cited national security in pausing federal permits on several big offshore wind projects. Julian Spector is a reporter at Canary Media who covers the renewables industry. He spoke with the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier.
You write that the U.S. could be headed toward an electricity crisis of its own making. What do you mean by that?
So this is something that I started worrying about last year when we kept seeing different actions by the Trump administration targeting renewable energy. And solar has become the newest, biggest source of new power plant construction by a long shot. The type of power that the utility industry and the broader utility sector is building now is largely renewables with just a little bit of gas. So if you start having a White House that's actively blocking new, for instance, offshore wind projects, onshore wind projects, they've been making things harder for developers building solar on public lands. There's a whole slew of actions that are happening, reducing kind of the biggest source of new power plant construction at the same time that the demand for electricity is going up and up and up, and that's from AI data centers, but also, there has been a reshoring of manufacturing, and that those factories use a lot of energy, and people buying electric cars, they need more electricity. So there's all these very strong trends pushing the demand side way up and much faster than it's grown in literally decades, at the same time that we're now seeing this contracting of power supply that could have been built if the government was not choosing to intervene and stop it.
So can you walk us through what some of the actions the administration has taken that are blocking advancement of more renewable energy?
The most recent really big news came in December, like right before Christmas. The federal government halted offshore wind projects that were already fully permitted, and in fact, there are five of them under construction off the Atlantic coast. And this really was concerning for the industry, because of course these projects had gone through these arduous years-long processes to get the federal permits, and the companies behind them have staked billions of dollars collectively on building these kind of like huge offshore projects and mobilizing the type of ships you need and refurbishing ports to be able to supply them. So to have those sort of suddenly halted mid construction based on some sort of vague assertion of national security risks, that's been a big concern for the industry most recently. But there's other things too. There's been an effort at the Department of the Interior to not allow new solar or wind projects on federal lands unless they get a personal sign off from the secretary, Doug Burgum. And that has not produced many permissions this past year. I think only one plant has actually gotten new permission to build on federal lands. And also, there used to be these federal tax credits for building wind and solar projects that were set up during the Biden administration in the Inflation Reduction Act, and in the budget bill that the Republican majority in Congress passed last summer, they greatly shortened the number of years that those tax credits exist specifically for wind and solar. They're still going for nuclear and geothermal and batteries, but there's this specific effort to reduce the credits for those wind and solar ones.
So what effect have all these cancellations meant on the electricity sector? Are people tracking how much renewable energy is now not going to be built?
It's a little tricky because a lot of clean energy did get built last year, despite all this. So that was actually a record year for solar construction, battery construction. But you have to understand those projects were in the works for several years leading up to 2025. So the concern here would really be about you know, a few years out that the, you know, the projects that were expected to come online suddenly aren't there anymore.
Besides the strain on the growth of the electric supply, what's happening on the demand side? Why is there so much demand for electricity right now?
It's probably the most dynamic time in the electricity sector in decades. So for the last few decades, the demand growth has been pretty much flat, and that's thanks to like efficiency, you know, LED light bulbs. We're getting more out of our appliances, so we just didn't need to grow the grid very much. Now that's changing. The AI revolution's a huge part of that. And it hasn't really materialized in a huge way just yet, but the literally hundreds of billions of dollars going into building out AI data centers across the country, they're all going to be just gobbling up power. That's how they operate. They're basically just huge rooms full of computers. And so they use electricity to run the algorithms that are either training the AI or then using the AI to do tasks for people. You know, there's some water usage as well in there, but really like the key input is electricity to run those systems
and to cool them down and things like that.
Yeah. And you know, so a lot of the leaders in the AI industry have talked a lot about this, that access to electricity is like a key barrier for them, because you know, the way the planning works is basically if the AI company wants to build somewhere, they have to talk to the utility, and you know, if the utility runs their study and just doesn't think they have enough power, you can't build that data center until you figure that out. So they're running into it. You know, the AI companies are seeing this as like a barrier that might delay a project they want by several years if you're waiting for the utility to build more wires, build more power plants. You know, so that's forcing people to get kind of creative too, because you know, there's a lot of companies trying to figure out ways to build their own energy infrastructure along with their data center so they don't have to wait for that power.
And in your reporting, did you know, encounter any bright spots where we could see some solutions emerge? For instance, some of these companies coming up with different ways to, you know, meet their own electricity needs.
Last fall, I covered a project up in the Pacific Northwest where a data center company is actually paying for a new grid battery that the utility will build and then own. And this is going to cover the you know, key hours of peak demand that the grid wouldn't have been able to supply. So the data center company gets to build potentially years earlier than if they'd waited for the kind of regular grid upgrades. And then the you know, all the people living in this area get to benefit from this grid infrastructure that they didn't have to pay for because the data center company paid for it. So I've so far only heard of that one example of this that's kind of publicly and out in the open now, but from my conversations with sources, a lot of other folks are looking at that model. So you could imagine a world where kind of the data center companies that have billions of dollars to spend are in fact helping build clean and efficient grid infrastructure that everyone can benefit from, as opposed to a world where, you know, the cost of new gas power plants are subsidized across all the regular customers who happen to live in that area, even though they're primarily benefiting some data center that may or may not get built.
What has the Trump administration said about this issue, this rising electricity costs in the U.S.?
They have acknowledged it. They tend to assert that it's kind of a hangover from the Biden era policies that were pro clean energy, and you know, they I think there is some realization that affordability is going to be a big issue in the election, just as it was last fall in like the Virginia governor's race, New Jersey governor's race. That said, I think there's seems to be some disconnect where, you know, if you're recognizing that there's a need for more electricity, the efforts to block the power plants. Like I said, the huge offshore wind for Virginia specifically, where so much AI activity is happening. It's hard to square those actions with the stated goal of, you know, winning the AI race.
Well, Julian, thank you so much for talking with me about this.
Yeah, it's a very rich topic. I'm glad to discuss it with you.
That was the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier speaking with Julian Spector, a reporter with Canary Media, an independent nonprofit newsroom that covers clean energy. There's more at our website, alleghenyfront.org.